Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the true vine. Amen. So I'm pretty excited about our church's guiding statements, cultivating Christ's community through courageous discipleship and compassionate action. I really, really like it. The process of putting it together, gathering and synthesizing ideas from you, the congregation, through it, from John's writings, it's been a fun process, a theological process. And the end result is something that can be unpacked and practically applied in countless ways. And this is what's really exciting about it for me, the countless theological implications that can be drawn from the statements and the practical ways in which we can apply the statement to the everyday life and ministry of our church. I love theology, and I love applying theology to everyday life. And I believe the guiding statement will be a helpful tool in doing this, where we can apply our Lutheran theology by cultivating Christ's community through courageous discipleship and compassionate action. The possibilities are exciting. So last week, Pastor Troy preached on an overview of the statement using 1 John 4 as the overarching text for the statement. This week, we're going to be focusing on just the first part of the statement, cultivating Christ's community. And the Bible passage we've connected to the portion of the guiding statement is from John 15, 1 through 8. Jesus' profound declaration that he is the vine and his disciples are the branches. In order to explore then what it means to cultivate Christ's community, let's explore Jesus' words regarding his community via the imagery of the vine, branches, and vine dresser. I am the vine, you are the branches. So Jesus declared in verse 5 of our text, he's the vine, those who follow him are branches. And the metaphor really is simple enough to understand. The branches are attached to the vine and receive their life and nourishment from the vine. As branches, we need the vine and the life that he gives. Jesus does not need us. We simply receive from him. And to expand on Jesus' imagery here a bit, we as branches aren't even naturally connected to the vine. We, in our sin, were dead branches lying on the ground. It's God the Father, the vine dresser, who found us dead branches, picked us up, and grafted us into the vine, connecting us to Jesus, giving us life. Having been grafted into the vine and received life from him, we, our branches, come to life that now bear fruit. Jesus has given us an image of the community that he is cultivating, one where the branches are connected to the vine and bear fruit. But there's more. Note the work of the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, the vine dresser takes away. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. The vine dresser, who is God the Father, busies himself with the branches. And the work of the Father that Jesus notes here is that of taking away. The Father endeavors with two kinds of taking away, for there are only two kinds of branches, those that bear fruit and those that don't. There are fruitful branches and there are fruitless branches. First, Jesus states that the vine dresser removes the fruitless branches. Branches that don't bear fruit are taken away, and being cut off from the vine of life, they wither. And when Christ returns, all these withered branches will be gathered and thrown into the fire. So the Father takes away those branches that don't have faith in Christ and no longer bear any fruit. The vine dresser cultivates Christ's community by removing dead branches. However, even those branches who have faith in the vine, who do produce fruit, the vine dresser still busies himself with taking away. Every branch that does bear fruit, the vine dresser prunes, that it may bear more fruit. God the Father is constantly pruning the fruitful branches that are connected to the vine, and he does so in order that they may bear more fruit. God the Father cultivates Christ's community in this way, by pruning away the idols and sin in the branches so that they can bear more fruit. For the fruitful branches, the vine dresser takes away that which doesn't bear fruit. God cultivates his fruitful branches. But pruning sounds rather unpleasant. That the Father engages in taking things away from the fruitful branches sounds uncomfortable. But being the branches connected to the vine, God cuts out that which isn't from the vine. God carves out the sin and idolatry in our lives. And this is often uncomfortable. God is constantly putting to death the old Adam and the old Eve that remain in us. God doesn't want anything in his branches that seeks life from that which is not his son. And so he prunes away these idols. God cultivates a community that belongs to Christ and to Christ alone. For pay close attention to the adjective that Jesus uses in describing himself in verse 1. I am the true vine. That Jesus is the true vine indicates that there are other false vines in the world. There are other vines which are constantly competing for our attention. And we as simple people are constantly trying to connect ourselves to these false vines. And these false vines are, in fact, idols. And often our idols are things that, in and of themselves, are actually good gifts from God. It's when these things become the ultimate things, it's when we seek life from them instead of from the true vine, it's when we find our ultimate identity, security, and meaning in these other things, in something other than Christ, they become idols. For example, human sexuality is a wonderful gift from God, but when it becomes an idol, there are disastrous emotional, physical, and spiritual consequences. Work and career are also good gifts from God. But when work becomes a god, it becomes the most important thing, and things like rest, relationships, and contentment are forgotten. Family, another blessing from God. But when we turn our spouse into an idol, or if we place our children on a pedestal and try to live our lives through them, we damage the relationships by pressuring our loved ones to perform. Idolatry takes many shapes and forms in the sinful heart. And really, all sin is idolatry. All sin breaks the first commandments. All of this idolatry, all of this sin is not what the vine dresser wants for his branches. All of this idolatry is seeking life from vines that are not the true vine. These false vines may look as if they give life, but in the end, they only give death. For the wages of sin is death. And these death-filled vines, these false vines of idolatry, corrupt the branches, sicken them, warp them, and twist them, and prevent them from bearing fruit. Therefore, God the Father prunes these sins and idols away. He removes that which sickens the branches. He lovingly cultivates his branches in order that they might thrive. The vine dresser prunes his branches because he loves them and cares for them. The vine dresser takes sin seriously. Sin, if left untended to, if not confessed, if not worked against, if not forgiven, leads to unfaith and death. The Father does not wish to remove the branch completely. Therefore, he cultivates his branches through pruning. He does this by confronting us with his word and sacraments. Our sinful nature was drowned in the waters of holy baptism. Our idols are exposed and crushed through the preaching of God's word. Our sins are poisoned to death by the life-giving body and blood of Jesus in Holy Communion. And God forgives our sins. By forgiving our sins and removing sin through the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit, God is constantly cultivating us through his word and sacraments. He does so in order that we might bear more fruit. Perhaps what the Father is pruning away in your life is holding on to the idol of resentment. Maybe it's the idol of comfortability, of holding too tightly to that which is familiar and comfortable. Perhaps it's the idol of righteous anger, asserting that I am right while others are wrong. Or maybe it's the god of control, of wearing oneself out and trying to control one's own life, family, job, and the goings-on here at church. Whatever it may be, God the Father is at work lovingly pruning those idols away. And this pruning is a lifelong process. I know for me, God is constantly pruning away the idols of people-pleasing, resentment, and running away from problems, among many other idols. The pruning may not seem pleasant, but ultimately it's for our good. And it's for the good of those around us. Life is better for us individually and collectively when we all forsake our idols and seek life only from the true vine. Life is better for us as Christ's community when we live according to God's will for our lives, when we obey the Ten Commandments, when we follow Christ wholeheartedly, when we bear the fruit of good works toward one another, when we live in the forgiveness and grace that we've received. Life is better for us as Christ's community. God the Father prunes us because He loves us too much to leave us in our sin. He prunes us because He wants us to remain connected to the vine, to His Son, and remain a part of His community. For cultivating Christ's community lies first and foremost with our connection to the true vine. Christ cultivates His community through the word and sacrament ministry of the church. This is what Jesus proclaims in verses 4 and 5 of our text. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. The branches must abide in Christ. They must remain in, endure in, and stay connected to the vine, His word, and His sacraments. The vine gives forgiveness, life, and salvation, and we need these gifts to remain connected to the vine. We need these gifts to remain the branches the vine dresser desires us to be. We need these gifts in order to bear fruit. We must abide in the vine. And know that the goal isn't simply that the branches bear fruit. It's that they bear more fruit. Every branch that does bear fruit, the vine dresser prunes that it may bear more fruit. God cultivates the branches. He takes away that which doesn't produce fruit. He prunes away the idols in order that the fruitful branches can be even more fruitful. And what is this fruit that the vine dresser desires from the branches? This fruit is the fruit of good works, of loving service toward one another. It's the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit the Father desires in us is the fruit of unconditional love and care, of forgiving each other, building one another up, encouraging one another, bearing with each other's faults, and reconciliation. The fruit God desires in us can creatively be carried out in countless ways as Christians live compassionately toward each other and the world around us. The fruit God desires is the fruit of being connected to Christ, of being cultivated as His community. So what kind of community do we want to have? Or better yet, what kind of community does Jesus want us to have? The church, the community of God's people, is one that is shaped by the cross. Because of His love for you, Christ has made you a part of His community and remains connected to you. Christ poured out His life for the branches in order that they may have life in Him. And through the forgiveness of sins, Christ is shaping His people, a people that looks, behaves, and acts differently from the world. It's a people who are shaped by the cross. Life in Christ's community is cultivated by God's word and His sacraments. It's therefore lived out in the everyday acts of courageous discipleship in Christ and compassionate actions toward each other. For Jesus declared that in abiding in Him, that in being His courageous disciples and bearing much fruit, which is compassionate action, the vine dresser, God the Father, is glorified. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Christ's community glorifies the Father through courageous discipleship and compassionate action. As the branches of the vine, we as God's people have the tremendous opportunity and adventure to live as those connected to the true vine. It's not easy. It involves constant pruning, but it is worth it. People of God, let us work together to glorify the Father as we abide in the true vine and work together to cultivate Christ's community through courageous discipleship and compassionate action. Amen. Now the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the true vine. Amen.